Quiet quitting is an application of work to rule in which employees work within defined work hours and engage solely in activities within those hours. The philosophy of quiet quitting, despite the name, is not connected to quitting a job, but rather doing exactly what the job requires. Unlike work to rule, the primary objective of quiet quitting is not to disrupt the workplace, but rather to avoid occupational burnout and to pay more attention to one's mental health and personal well-being. Proponents of quiet quitting also refer to it as acting your wage. In 2022, quiet quitting experienced a surge in popularity in numerous publications following a viral TikTok video. That same year, they found that roughly half of the U.S. workforce was quiet quitters. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Rainbow Channel. My name is Tony Polinas, and I'm your host. Today, we are going to talk about this new phenomenon in the workplace called quiet quitting. And joining me are three of my friends from Twitter Spaces who will shed us light about this phenomenon. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the podcast. Today, we are going to talk about this new phenomena in the workplace that all started on TikTok, and it's called quiet quitting. And with me are three of my Twitter space friend, Songkran, MD, and DJ. Hello, guys. Please. I'm so happy that you guys are here and you said yes. It's very early in the Philippines and it's super early in DJ because he lives in Qatar and it's 1 o'clock my time, but I don't mind. Hello, everyone. How are you guys?
I'm good. Hello, everyone from Pasig City.
Martin is from Pasig. Songkran, where are you from?
Good morning from good morning from Binangon and Rizal. I turn on my video, can you see me?
Yes, we can see you.
Can DJ, you see my cleavage?
DJ
hi,
is
good morning from Doha.
From Doha, Qatar. There
yeah,
you go.
Super early morning pa.
DJ, thank you. I super appreciate this. Anyway.
No problem. Basta ikaw.
Thank you. And you've heard about quiet quitting, right?
Yeah, yes. I heard. I actually saw a post about it. Yes. My friend posted it on Facebook. Actually, I have no idea sa term. But As I read about it, it's not something new according to the People Management magazine of the UK. It's not something new if you will get to it. It's a practice before. Siguro the term lang. It's new to us, quiet quitting. Because when I read it, sabi ko, ano ba yung quiet quitting? Parang, I'm not familiar of it. Then, yun, binasa ko siya. It's something that people do, pero depende sa factor, di ba? Someone, because it's not their passion, the job is not their passion, or someone does it because, di ba, they want to change, workplace. Or someone just want to do it because they want to get paycheck and survive their work. So, iba-iba talaga ng factors why people quiet quit. Hindi mo siya pwedeng i-box sa isang tao because all of us are unique. So, iba't-iba tayo ng pinanggagalingan as what I know about it.
I agree.
What about you, Martin?
Well, it's not something new to me. Previously, in my previous company, because I'm also new in my current company, I just started in practically in November last year, but I used to work for a multinational company which has several branches internationally. And since we actually shared best practices from one country to another. So in my previous company, it's not something new. And we've been working very hard even before just to address this issue.
What about you, Carl?
Oh, I agree with DJ. I think, before we start, paanlakas mo ka between us queens itong ha? So, sina CP words ba sa ating lahat dito, no? And then, kidding aside, so, I think, tama si DJ na parang this has been in existence for the longest time. It's just that, siguro na-highlight lang siya ng pandemic. Tapos, na nalagyan lang siya ng term. It's like when you're playing when you have your toys and you put them on different boxes. parang in the box as a label. So this is exactly what's going on. I've been working for a payroll company, for a US payroll company for 11 years running. And based on the video that you showed to me, parang kasi when you do the bare minimum and without really quitting, because alam mo yon, you're just playing it safe. I think parang wala lang, parang that to me resonated what quiet quitting is. Parang you just want to do the bare minimum. You don't want to take additional tasks, and then parang you're on the you're parang you want to quit but you don't want to because you don't want to risk the benefits and the things you're receiving from the company. And I think parang even before the pandemic this has been going on. Mm-hmm. People, kasi diba, totoo naman diba, if you wanna, since time immemorial, if you wanna tambayin term leg up is, or if you wanna gain advantage, you would take on extra responsibilities, you would take on extra tasks and stuff. And people have been doing that for the longest time, and recently with the pandemic and with the situation right now, parang na highlight nila parang yun na why would I do extra tasks? Parang I just, alam mo yun,
what do you have to just, extra mile?
I mean, di ba parang alam mo yun, sabi nga nila ano, trabahong tapat sa presyong sapat, mga ganong situation. No, you don't really want to give it your all, pero you don't want to quit because the passion is not there. And I think that's unfair for both parties, but I guess we can talk about it later. Sorry, kakagising ko lang so I can string my thoughts together cohesively. Kakagising ko lang kasi.
Ang common question ko, before we really dive into quiet quitting, I really wanted to understand first, ano ba yung mga ano yung mga pinagdaanan niyo sa pagtatrabaho? Kasi I'm sure you guys have been working in different years, different yung age niyo and all. And I'm sure you have different experiences like loyalty sa company and all. So one by one, same questions for the three of you. Anong industry yung pinagtatrabahoan nyo? And how long you've been there? How long you've been working in your life? And how do you find work balance ba sa buhay nyo? So let's start with Martin.
Okay, to our listeners, I'm actually from the hospitality industry, and I've been working for like since I graduated. So palalaman yung age nyo, yung age ko. Anyways, most probably I've been working for around 28 years already. And coming from the hospitality industry, one of the very important things that we always have to inculcate to ourselves is that we always have to put an extra mile for us to be able to delight our customers, right, or our guests. So we are actually trained to do more on what we are supposed to do for us to be able to get the loyalty of our guests and to keep them coming back. And that does not only applies to the operation side, but also to the administration side. So I started with the front desk, welcoming and checking in the guests, and then I move on to human resources. So in human resources, I've been practicing human resources for almost 21 years, right? 21 years. So I used to be with an international chain for 24 years. And then during the pandemic, I rest for a while. And then I tried also entering into the local hospitality industry. Now I'm connected to a local hotel, which is currently not yet a chain, but that's the direction that we would like to go, which is to build more hotels and resorts in the Philippines, eventually become a chain as well.
How do you find your work balance, Martin?
Well, actually, I don't call it work-life balance, but I call it work-life integration. Mm-hmm. Okay? So at the end of the day, as I, perhaps I'm very lucky to have a former bosses that they are very results oriented, that they don't care whether how you do your work, as long as you'll be able to produce results. So it made me more creative in the way I do things, and so therefore I was able to integrate my hobbies and the things that I'd like to do in my job. So the 24 years that I've worked with my previous company, which is like 5 years, so I would probably say that I was able to integrate it in such a way that every time that I'll be given a break from work, I see to it that I'll be able to do the things that I'd like to do, like traveling. And on a weekend, I have to make sure that my weekend is really planned well so that I can recharge and be able to identify what are the things that I'd like doing outside my jobs and be able to do a good schedule and be able to integrate as well. So, and I think more importantly is that you should be able to, for me, I was able to establish my friends within my work who has common interests. And every time that I get stressed at work, I used to get in touch with these people and try to talk to them. And what I'd like most about my job, because I am in human resources, if you're going to look at it, it's purely administration, but I totally changed that from being a transactional human resources person. I make it into a more strategic, that every time that instead of me, I don't just like sitting down in the office the entire day. If I get bored in front of the computer, what I usually do is that I go to operations. I think what's good about is that I have operational background, so I also help out in operations, and sometimes I go around to check on standards, because learning and development is also my forte. So you know, this having a very good relationship with your peers at work, you know, also reduces actually the stresses that you have at work. And every time I would travel, I make sure that I will be able to do everything that I can do on that particular place, so that it would really take out all my stresses at work. Even on a weekend, I like to go drive, long drive, and just go to Tagaytay, Bulacan, and Pampanga. So, yeah. So,
nice. That's really good. What about you, Carl? Same question.
I've been working since 2005 for the same industry. I've been working in the BPO industry, call center industry, since 2005. So fresh from college, I went there. My current employment is I'm a team lead for one of the payroll companies in the US. In this industry, I've been a frontliner. I've been a trainer. I've been part of quality, and I've also been part of operations. For work-life balance, well, basically, number one, sleep is important for me. When I was younger, I used to, and before pandemic, I used to travel, I used to go out. But right now at my age, I just want to sleep. Because for me, time is gold and sleep is platinum. So right now, it's important for you to sleep. At the very least, if you can. Pero at the very least, yeah, you need to get your sleep. Kasi when it's very important. Pag inaabuso mo yung katawan mo, binabalikan ka yan eh. So that's number one. Number two is that I make sure I respect my subordinates or my direct reports rest days. So if it's your rest day, for me, that's sacred. I won't bother you. The same expectation applies, that don't bother me during my rest days. Your rest days are yours. Don't expect me to send you messages that you have to do this, you have to do that. No. You have to do everything during the work week do overtime if needed, but I would only call you on your rest day if it's a matter of life and death. Kasi yun nga, parang I believe that rest days are very important. Yun nga lang yung dalawang araw mo para sa sarili mo, para sa pamilya mo, or for whoever it's allotted for, and I don't want to take up some of that away.
Thanks, Ankran. Carl, what about you, DJ? Same questions, like how long you've been working, and I'm sure you have different industry na because you were in the Philippines before.
And yeah.
Hang on, DJ. What about you, Carl? How do you balance your life and work?
Ako, I don't have the money to burn to drive to Pampanga or to Tagaytay, just like Martin does. No, just kidding. No, I do have a car, pero recently I just really find myself sleeping. Mami Tony, I just love sleeping recently. Or if somebody asks me out, parang kasi the problem right now is that what sa age group natin is hindi na umuubra kasi yung biglaan eh. Nandun tayo sa punto na if people want to have time with us, they would have to book it or they would have to reserve their slot kasi there are a lot of things going on in the background. So recently lang talaga, and my friends are far away. I mean, so talagang kaysa Mama Tony, natutulog na lang talaga ako. Or space. Kaya active ako sa sa Connect Space.
Right, okay, going back to you, Dij. Sorry, I cut you off earlier on. So yeah, what about you?
Ang background ko kasi sa Philippines, when I was in the Philippines, is media works. So parang doon pa lang, I was trained na that, hindi pwedeng ethics. Like, you cannot just do the bare minimum in the media kasi you have the deadline, you have bosses, you have airtime to, na kailangan habulin. So, even then pa, I think I am a hardworking person na. Like, I make sure that everything is set. Na hindi lang sa workplace, but if I can take it home, I do that. That's me. That's how I work. Parang I'd like everything else settled before I sleep. And that I think that's a good thing as well. So parang training ground of sa media is something that I'm happy before I left here. Kasi when I came here in Doha, parang it's more on clerical jobs lang. So basically, it's not naman that easy. But compared to media, the pressure, there's no deadline at all. Because, you just work every day na parang you check all the people, you check the attendance, you process some stuff, but you don't exert so much effort as to media. Like, you go out, right? You interview people, you do script, you transcribe. So ang dami ginagawa sa media kumpara dito. So parang yung transition for me was it became more easier sa work life. Kasi I'm just 26 years old. Parang I graduated at the age of 20. Then after that, parang I didn't work naman agad eh. I took a rest kasi feeling ko napagod ako during school days because I was a studio student. I am a scholar and I am really grade conscious one. So parang minintain ko talaga yung standing ko sa parents ko and then sa sarili ko. Parang I made sure that I will excel. Hindi lang talaga ako pinalad na ma-cum laude, pero I did my best. Yun pa lang, dun pa lang, parang feeling ko I was tired, so I took a rest. Then I worked sa media, sa ABS. Actually, it was ABS-CBN. Sa news ka pa. So talagang grabe yung pressure, di ba? Kasi grabe yung ginagawa doon. It's not easy. Parang from Monday to airing time, is punong-puno na trabaho. Then when I went here, sa abroad, parang ethics lahat, parang easy lahat. And what I noticed is that people who work abroad, I don't know if you can relate, Sir Tony, because you are in abroad, na talagang parang the people here just go to work, then go to home lang. Parang that's the thing eh. Parang that's what I noticed eh. It's not naman like they go out as to, pag nasa Pinas tayo, we have so much outlet, diba? Parang we have so much friends that we know, we have so much people that we have been with, so we have the time, diba? Parang when you practice work-life balance sa Philippines, mas parang mas exciting, I think, for me ha, mas, or maybe because I'm in a country which, very conservative sila, talaga, limited lang din yung mga ginagawa. As to where, kung nasa Pilipinas ka, that you are open to so much more. So ako naman, I enjoyed home lang, talaga. Masaya na ako sa bahay. Yun yung pinaka, pinaka ano ko leisure time is I always ano, I will stay home. Kung hindi, kung wala namang talagang pinaka-importanting lalabas, I'd like to stay home. I'd like to read. I'd like to watch movies or documentaries. That's how I practice work-life balance. Parang hindi na ako yung talagang go out pa. Parang I wasn't exposed to that kasi parang as 'di ba parang ako yung bata. Tapos ang way kasi ng mga ano ngayon, 'di ba, parang nakikita natin is they always go out. Parang ganun yung ano nila, yung outlet nila sa life. Pero ako, I like to stay home. Kaya when that pandemic happened, hindi ako nahirapan mag-adjust really. Kasi I enjoyed home. I enjoyed staying home. And pag sa work naman, I focus talaga. I don't believe that ano, we lack time, but we lack focus lagi. Kaya hindi natatapos yung trabaho. So that's it. That's it, I think. How I practice work balance and how I became an employee during my time in the Philippines and here.
Mm-hmm. Right. Thanks, Ditch. Common questions then sa inyong tatlo. When you were working ba, were you guys conscious na kasi ito yung training background eh, so kailangan may result akong dinideliver, or were you really conscious na kailangan ma-promote ako in a certain amount of years, or were you conscious na kailangan mag-perform ako sa work? Was that a conscious effort for you, or is it because dun yung tayo pinalaki o yun yung nakasanayan natin? Martin?
Okay. I think it was what happened to me was actually brought about by my personal life. Okay. My dad kasi died at I was grade 6 during that time, and it's only my mom who actually sent us to school, and we're three, like my brother, my sister, and myself. So I'm the youngest, so I saw how my mom struggled in sending us to school. So since then, I had already a plan for my life that it extended up to my career goals. So parang ang nangyari kasi sa akin doon is that I made a plan for myself that at this age I should be, I have to find a course that I will be able to graduate at this certain age. Then after graduation, I should be like in a year time, a supervisor, in 2 years time, a manager. So I actually did a schedule for myself. So I said that at the age of 25, I should be already a department head. And I was able to reach that. So at the age of 25, I'm already the training manager of my company, handling the entire learning and development department. So ganun siya. And then when that happened, when I already reached that goal, that's the only time that I relax a bit and be able to entertain naman the other side, which is of course my personal life. Mm-hmm. So and that goes as well with my since we're talking about personal, that goes as well with my love life. I only had my first partner at the age of 31 because I barely concentrated on my career before I venture into my personal life. So ganun yung nangyari sa akin. Talagang mayroon akong plano, and I really work hard for me to be able to achieve those goals that I set for myself in terms of my career.
Parang walang kinalaman yung love life sa buhay mo, tsaka ka na, no? Trabaho mo na ako.
Ha? Sorry?
Parang walang puwang yung love life sa buhay mo during that time. Kasi wanted
to... Yes, when I was starting, it's really just work home. I remember I was working until 2 a.m. in the morning.
What?
Yeah. Just for me to learn the job talaga din. And I was really integrating myself to the nature of the job that I'm doing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
So that's my story.
Yeah, what about you, DJ? Were you same question? Were you conscious na I really have to work hard because I wanted to have a promotion for me?
Yes, kasi medyo competitive ako talaga eh, in terms of everything else, not just in school but in life. Pero parang gusto ko lagi ano, laging nag-excel sa lahat ng bagay. So, yeah, parang kung performance, especially when you're new, 'di ba? Parang you have to show. Kailangan magpakitang gilas ka sa mga empleyado, sa mga employers, 'di ba? So, you'd able to get that promotion. So, it's an effort, conscious effort for me to excel na kahit naman hindi na ikaw, not naman to the point na you become bida-bida, pero you do everything else kung kaya mo, kung meron kang time. Diba? Ako ang technique ko pa is I make sure I get close to the boss eh. May ganun pa akong notion sa life na gusto ko ka-close ko pa yung boss ko para alam ko yung nangyayari sa lahat ng bagay agad para I get to ako yung trust, I get the trust of the people I work with. So everything else will come to me, diba? Parang lalapit sila sa akin for a help or for a need. Kasi ganun talaga ako. Gusto ko everything I do is that is competition talaga. I make sure that I excel to the things that I was given task of. And kahit sa school eh, di ba? Parang siguro it became ano din, not because I belong to the LGBT community. Parang, di ba, people are expecting so much from us na dapat magaling sa lahat ng bagay. Not naman, ganun lang yung paningin ko ha. Hindi siguro not naman happening. Pero ganun sa tingin ko that parang people di ba, they mostly degrade us for something that sa sex natin, sa gender natin. So I think kailangan natin pong magpakita, magbigay ng effort pa for them to realize that we are also valued in this community, in this society. Kaya noon pa lang, high school pa lang to college talaga, I make sure na hindi lang ako existing doon. Nakikita ako talaga, I'm living the life and I'm excelling what is given to me. Kaya talaga effort for me to perform sa lahat ng task na binibigay sa akin.
Nice. And as part of the community, mas marami tayong effort to prove, 'di ba, sa work. True. Compared sa mga cisgender. Kasi parang laging sinasabi, bading lang naman 'yan eh, or something like that. So we need to make so much effort, 'di ba? What about you, Carl? Do you have that conscious effort long time ago na kailangan, but by this time, I should be working as this level already, promotion-wise and all? Hence, you are wanted to work hard.
I used to. So the operative word, the phrase is, I used to. When I was younger, when I started working, I really wanted to, I have my timeline because I have my own timeline. But when things did not go my way, so there was a point in my life wherein I was just in the backseat. Alam mo, I was just a back burner. Alam mo yon, in and out. So just working in, logging out, things like that. And then I'm getting my salary. So there was even a point na parang I had 3 travels abroad. I think that was 2017, 2018, wherein, walang baba, bahala kayo dyan, naka-file ako, naka-leave ako ng tatlong, may tatlo akong flight. So, boss, may ticket na ako, wala ka nang magagawa. So, these are the dates, so I'll be on vacation. So, mga ganun. I've been through that. What I realized is that, recently kasi, parang, my career is a marathon. It's not a race. But everybody's in this rat race. Everybody wants to get ahead of everyone. It's a given. But it depends kasi how you want to see your career. I mean, so for me, it's a marathon. And what's important here is, you know what's at the end of the line. You have your goal. Kasi if you don't have a goal, you're just drifting away. That's one thing. But just because this person gets promoted earlier than you do, it doesn't mean that you're less of a person. That's number one. Second is about naman being LGBT. You know what? Before I used to be very flamboyant. And I really never cared. Alam mo yun. Parang I like dressing up. I like being flamboyant and things like that. So ako yung parang yung conscious na you have to exert effort or more effort just because you're LGBT. Siguro I'm just very lucky na sa call center industry, sa BPO industry here in the Philippines, that it doesn't matter. I mean, you do you, and alam mo yon, you'll be promoted based on your own merits, not necessarily because alam mo yon, it's gender biased.
Mm-hmm.
Pero yun nga, what I realized is parang more importantly, more than the promotion is how do you add value to yourself? Because sometimes you get promoted, but it's just a title. Mm-hmm. So in the process of doing so, what value do you add to yourself? And in return, what value do you add to the company you're working for? Because sometimes promotion is handed over to you on a silver platter, or it's just because it's a requirement of the organization. I'm not belittling people who are getting promoted. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But what I'm trying to say here is that how do you make the best out of the promotion given to you or the salary bump that was given to you? So that's more important. That's the more important thing to do. Now, some people, I also realize that some people don't want to be promoted. They don't want the responsibility. They just want to be individual performers. And there's nothing wrong with that. What I'm trying to say is people are getting fixated with, I need to get promoted. I need to get promoted. No.
Mm-hmm.
People want to be some people, they want to be individual performers. They want to be the best individual performer they can be. And there's nothing wrong with that. People have different motivations. Some people are motivated by what? Number one, learning new stuff or learning, adding a new skill. That's a motivation for them. And for them, that's growth. Mm-hmm. Some people are motivated by financial rewards. So ibig sabihin, if they get their bonuses, if they get their appraisals, that for them is growth. Some people are motivated by getting promoted. So what I'm trying to say, or some people are motivated by lateral movement. So what I'm trying to say here is that getting promoted is not the end all and be all. It's the pinnacle of success.
Okay. So we've gone, you probably wondering bakit ko tinanong lahat ng questions. And the reason why I wanted is because I wanted my listeners and for all of us to understand na para maintindihan ko yung sinasabi na quiet quitting, I need to understand first, I need to go back first, saan ba ako nagsimula? Where did I start ba? I started working at this time. Ang practice ng work ko is ganito na I learned na dapat maging hard worker ka. And it's very important for me. And some of you said na kailangan ako mag-perform. It's very important for me too na kailangan akong magkaroon ng timeline sa buhay ko. When na by this age and time, kailangan I'm on this level of work already. And there's no problem with that because that's your professional and professional and personal growth that you set for yourself. And I don't think there is a problem with that. And I think a lot of successful people do that. That's the reason why they're the managers, they're the president of the company or the CEO because they work hard and they perform well and they have their timeline. For such because they work hard for their promotions and all. Okay, so having said that, dumating yung phenomena ng quiet quitting. So ano nga ba daw talaga yung quiet quitting? So ang quiet quitting daw kasi, it means doing only what your job demands and nothing more. Quitting doing anything extra. You still show up for work, but stay strictly within the boundaries of your job requirements. So no more helping out with additional tasks or checking emails outside work. There are some people who said na, kaya ko ito ginagawa kasi I was giving the power back to myself. Meron namang sinasabi na because of the amount of hours that I was given before, I was working more than what I was asked to, and then when the time to ask for a compensation, hindi nila binibigay yung compensation. So what they did was, so bakit pa ako magpapakahirap, magpapaka-effort? Hindi naman ako nako-compensate very well. Tapos hindi ko naman nahanap yung life balance ko. And so ganun tumatakbo yung quiet quitting. diniscuss natin paano niyo ginagawa yung life balance. Si Carl wanted to sleep, si kasi yun na yung gusto niyang gawin. I love sleeping too, by the way. Si Martin loves traveling, long driving and all. Marami siyang ginagawang activity para sa kanya. Si Didge stays home. He reads a lot, he watches movies and all just to, you know, hanapin yun. In the Philippines, parang wala rin naman tayong context noon eh. I'm really sorry, pero during my time, yung tipong,
hello,
paano mo hahanapin yung life balance and all? Parang walang ganon. My internet connection is unstable. But anyway, so parang ganun, parang ganun tumatakbo yung ano, parang ganun tumatakbo yung ano, yung life natin noon. Parang we just work. Lately na lang naman natin hinahanap yung mga work balance. Di ba nga lately na lang naman talaga yung mga traveling. Lately na lang naman talaga yung mga nag-gym, yung mga nag-exercise. During my time, wala naman yan. But still, people find the happiness and growth na hinahanap nila sa work. Now, with quiet quitting, well, first of all, you guys, are you in favor of people doing quiet quitting, doing the bare minimum sa company nyo or sa mga tao nyo? Are you okay with that already? Or is this something na sasabihin nyo, no, I don't think so. Dapat ano, people are assertive. People should participate and people should be part of the workforce as expected. Martin?
Okay. So, paano ko ba sasagutin yan? Okay. Because, first and foremost is that I think in my role right now, I have a bigger role kasi on that particular aspect. Because me, I'm not just running a certain department, but I'm actually running the entire organization as the head of HR, right? And eventually, I'm now in an understudy development to become the head of the entire hotel in 1.5 years' time. So, and I experience it myself, no, being stressed out at work, working hard and all that. So I think what's good about my position is that I'm in the position to become more strategic for me to be able to make it easier for our colleagues on how they'll be able to tread the path that I've been through. Okay, because I don't believe that people will just be happy on doing what they are supposed to do. Okay, people will always look for more challenges. People will always, because you know, doing the same thing that you're doing every day would be very boring and will not also motivate you. Mm-hmm. So me being the HR person is I have to come up with several programs for them to be able not to get bored in what they do and be able to strive more to do than what they are actually doing right now so that their career journey will also be very exciting. Okay. So again, I'll go back to what I've said earlier that as a boss, I'm always a result-oriented boss, okay? You can be creative in how you do things, but at the end of the day, you have to give me the desired result that I'm asking from you or the desired result that is asking by the organization, okay? So you can do all the things that you would like to do personally, but at the end of the day, let's talk about results, okay? And I think what I can do is for you to be able to guide you on how you'll be able to get that result in a more exciting way. And that is through the different programs that we are actually implementing in human resources. Okay, so, kaya, di ba, dyan na uso yung ano eh. Okay, so more importantly is that you have to know you have to be very much aware of the corporate culture. Okay, so ano ba yung culture ng company? Katulad ng company ko, it's a very salt-oriented culture. But at the same time, it's also a very people-oriented culture because we can just concentrate on result as well, but also the culture because we're taking care of people. We're in the hospitality industry. So we have to take care of them so that they will take care also of our guests. So we need to, ever since we already thought of very strategic programs that would make our people also enjoy working. Okay, so you know, the usual activities that we have in the company are the yung mga sports fest na yan, family day, summer outings, all of these things, and then a lot of facilities that we need to improve in the hotel. But if you're going to look at it talaga, looking at the new generation, it is very, very important for them that they should be able to enjoy their personal time, or they're talking about work-life balance, or I call it work-life integration. And so therefore, I have to look at what are the things that I can improve on in terms of the of their work environment. So dyan, nauso na si five-day work week na dating hindi naman pinapractice in the Philippines, right? So inintroduce na si five-day work week so that they'll have more time for their family and for their hobbies. The first attempt of that is that we tried it first in the administration because it's easier. Now in operations, we're in there are 24 hours, they have to work with the guests. Pinag-aralan namin ng mabuti and we were able to come up with the scheme. Now naman, okay, so inuumpisa naman namin yung 4-day work week because of the pandemic. You know for a fact that in the admin side, nasanay kasi mga tao ng work from home, right? And then when they said no, on-site na kayo, maraming reactions na nangyari kasi nasanay na rin yung mga tao sa work from home because of the pandemic. So now, eto na naman, sinisimulan naman namin yung 4-day work week. Parang ganon. Aside from 4-day work week also, I've looked at also on the rest days, di ba? So parang isa na sa naging project ko after etong bumabalik na yung business is that increase yung vacation leave nila. Ayun. So kasi parang these are the things that I can actually implement that will not add so much cost to the hotel or to the industry that I'm in, because when you talk about vacation leave, it will not affect your money. It will affect the productivity, di ba? So wala siya masyadong impact sa financial, but productivity there is. So yun yung mga tinitingnan ko, not so much additional benefits that would make the people happy, but will not create so much financial impact to the company. Because ang company din naman, if you're going to look at it, we're still trying to bounce back. Marami rin sa aming nalugi because of the pandemic. So yun muna yung tinitingnan ko. The other thing that I'm also doing is that I don't like people to go on overtime, or I don't like people to be overworked. Kasi kahit papaano, napagod din sila ng pandemic kasi nagbawas ng tao, di ba? So I have to make them multi-skilled. They have to work long hours. Kasi ganun talaga for the business to be able to survive. So I have to talk to my owner in terms of percentage of labor cost through revenue, hanggang saan yung matotolerate mo. So that I also have a gauge on how many people I can hire at a certain time. So that kahit papano, hindi masyadong mahirapan yung mga tao. So, alam mo yun, I have to come up with very strategic parang things to do for me to be able to make the people not overstressed at work, so that maiwasan yung tinatawag natin na quiet quitting, kung meron man. But I don't really believe that people will be happy with that kind of culture, because people will always find ways to make their life more exciting. And for you to be able to make your career life more exciting is for you to be able to bring something new to the table. Yun.
Okay. But question, Martin, like, sabi mo kasi kanina yung industry mo is results-oriented. Diba? Yeah. Results-oriented siya. So what if may mga tao na okay lang sa'yo na hanggang dito lang yung ito lang yung bibigay ko ha, kasi result lang naman ang gusto mo, di ba? So, kung mm-hmm. kung halimbawa ang results ko lang kailangan at 10, gagawin ko yung 10, pero okay na ako dyan sa 10 ha, hindi na ako mag-11, hindi na ako mag-12. Meaning mm-hmm. to say, if you want me to extend for an hour or so, if I don't like it, I'll go mm-hmm. home. I've given you 10 already eh. If
that's one, okay. If I'm just requiring them to give me 10, if I'm just requiring me to give me 10 and they'll be able to give me 10, that's fine with me. As long as they'll be able to give me 10. Yeah? And then if they're going to give me 11...
Because that's the idea of the quiet quitting. That's the idea of the quiet quitting, eh, diba? You just do the bare minimum, meaning to say, I'll give you the result that you wanted and then I'm out of here. Akin na tong oras ko. So with that aspects of quiet quitting, you're good with it. Okay lang sa'yo yan.
I'm okay. As long as you'll be able to give me the 10 that I'm asking for, then that's fine with me.
Okay.
So, but if you're going to give me 9 or 8, then we have a problem. If you're going to give me 11 or 12, then a round of applause.
Okay. What about you, Songkran? Carl, how many staff do you have?
Ako currently have 12. I have 12 people reporting under me. So, in terms of quiet quitting, kasi from a BPO perspective, kasi this is a culture. Can you hear me okay? Parang may internet connection.
Issue okay ba? Naman. Okay naman.
I can hear you.
Okay. Sige. So, BPO industry, it's productivity driven. And we don't tolerate mediocrity, of course. Kasi syempre, bayad ka ng client eh. Parang you are paid for each call that you make, and you have to make the best out of it. So what are the things that we have in place? Number one is we have coaching. So you have to coach the associates. For example, you have to coach the associate na parang, okay, so this is the expectation, this is what you're delivering. So let me know what are the challenges you're having. Kasi chances are it can either be a will or a skill issue. Eh. So if it's a will issue, you coach the person. Oh, bakit ka? What's the reason behind this? Let's talk about it. Kasi baka mamaya that's something that demotivates you. If it's a skill issue, then okay, so if it's a skill issue because you don't know how to do it, I'll teach you how to do it because that's a skill issue. Between the two, the more difficult thing to handle is the will issue, because that's when things get messy, because you really have to establish a relationship with your direct support, do follow-throughs para to establish the fact that, hey, I'm monitoring this, and if you do well or if you do traction, then I'm here to help you. That's number two is, kasi dun sa company namin, we believe in pay for performance. Ibig sabihin, parang there is a, parang equal pay for equal for equal the commensurate pay for the work you're doing. For example, it's a 5 scale. If you meet performance, you get 100. For example, let's say the required is X number. If you meet, you get a 3, diba? Hindi pwede kasing if you meet it, you get a 5. Parang in a 5 scale rating. Kasi paano for those people who do more than what's expected? So that's how you commensurately pay people. Na parang okay, so there is a set of things that you need. There is a set of metrics that you need to achieve. If you achieve it, you get a 3. But if you go beyond it, you get a 4 or 5. Depends on how far from the goal you're achieving. And by doing so, you just don't give the person, let's say, a pat on the back for doing more. You actually pay them more, and you actually acknowledge what they're doing financially. Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of mediocrity kasi, or quiet quitting, doing the bare minimum, coaching for me, ang nangyayari kasi dyan is coaching. For example, let's say this person is, well, let's say nakikinig ako ng call, sabihin ko, you know what, I love the way you talk to people. And I love the way you address people. And currently, based on your stats, you're capable of doing 15 more. 15 calls. And I think it would be lovely if you could help people more with the way you're doing or you're taking your calls. Yung parang alam mo yun, i-encourage mo sila. Parang
question first, Carl. deliverables kasi yung sayo eh. Kasi yung kay Martin is result oriented. So yung deliverables. So when you say deliverables,
no, Mami Tony, hindi kasi siya technically deliverables. Deliverables ako, may deliverables ako kasi ako yung ako yung
where I'm coming from, kasi sabi mo parang how many calls an agent should have to do for the entire shift? Meron ba kayong number?
There's a minimum number. Like, there's a minimum number. Parang okay, parang your minimum, parang minimum is for you to hit the something, you need to hit 20 calls. So, eh syempre depende pag queuing, di ba? Pag maraming ko tumatawag, the tendency is you do beyond 20. Mm-hmm. So, di ba? So, hindi naman pwede na, ay, hindi na po ako magkakos kasi naka 20 calls na po ako nung kalahati ng shift ko. It doesn't work that way.
Okay.
So, that's the reason why for us, we have pay for performance na parang, okay, on the average, parang, alam mo yun, this is the set of metrics that you need to hit. If you're hitting more than what's prescribed for us to say it's a meets expectations, mm-hmm, then you get your rating for that. Hindi kasi pwede na halimbawa kung 20 plus 20 ka lang tapos you'll get the whole rating. That would be unfair for people who are capable of doing more. Kasi for some industries kasi, parang di ba yun nga nagreklamo sila na parang I'm doing more, I'm putting in the hours, ganyan, tapos wala ka. Sa amin kasi parang ano talaga siya, yung appraisal kasi is really more for pay for performance.
Right.
Na parang it's really parang hindi kasi siya na parang subjective lang na ay gusto ng close to the boss so ibibigyan ko to ng 15% increase or 5% increase. No, it doesn't work that way. May matrix talaga. Tapos merong quarterly conversations na parang okay, so let's review your quarterly performance. Would you know where you at? No. Okay, so this is where you at. So do you know what the goal is? Okay, so this is the goal and this is where you're currently at. So suppose, mm-hmm, where do you want to go? What do you want to achieve? And then how, mm-hmm, do you want me to help you? Well, it depends. Kasi papasok dito yung situation ng leadership eh. For example, mm-hmm, if you're handling people na bago talaga, hand-holding yan. So you do directive approach. You tell them what to do. But for people who are really performers na talagang parang ready for promotion anytime soon, parang ang approach is, okay, so this is your performance. So where do you want to go? What is your plan? What is your goal? And how do you want me to help you? How can I take you there? Iba-iba kasi, depende kasi yun sa skill tsaka sa will nung taong kausap mo. That's the dynamic for the BPO industry. Na hindi kasi siya pwede na parang yun nga, parang ay hindi naka-20 na po ako, tapos na po ako. Though, for example, if you want to get promoted, that's where you draw the line. Kasi for example, if you want to get promoted, you really have to stay longer because you have to do your initiatives. For example, I think I can do a project wherein I can help ganto. So, mm-hmm, sige, ganyan. So you really have to put the work. You really have to extend. Mm-hmm. Kasi that's how you show to people na, hey, I am capable of giving initiatives and I'm willing to extend to show you that, alam mo yon, that I'm here to deliver results. Pero that's really for, kasi nga, sabi ko nga kanina, not all people would want to be promoted, and so that's okay.
Right.
So it would be unfair to judge those people who just want to be individual contributor. But again, here is, what I'm trying to say is that, as sa amin, you need to, as a leader, hindi naman pwedeng mas kilala pa ng boss mo yung subordinates mo. As a direct manager, as a frontline manager, what you need to do is you know what inspires and what motivates your people, and you need to pivot on those motivations for you to inspire them to be more and do more. Kasi if you're going to settle for the fact that these people are mediocre, then there's a problem with your leadership, because you really have to coach these people. You don't just terminate people for not doing their job well. Kasi that speaks something about your leadership, diba? Exactly. Parang they would ask you, okay, so sabihin sa'yo ng boss mo, have you talked to this person? Where are the coaching logs? Kasi kung wala kang ma-provide dun sa manager mo na interventions on your end, on your level, and that says something about you. Baka mamaya ikaw pala yung nagka-quiet quit as a leader, hindi yung ahen Okay, mo, or hindi mo lang alam kung paano mo i-motivate yung tao. Kasi as a leader, you have to be strategic eh. Okay, so for example, there's a goal. There's a goal. Where's the plan? What's your strategy? How do you get there? How do you measure results? Diba? And if you fail, how do you learn from it? Those are the things that are very important. So but for me, quiet quitting is, there are a lot of factors to consider here. Eh. I mean, factors to consider if you're the individual contributor, if you're the person. Factors to consider for the leader that you're reporting to, and also the culture that of the company you're working in. Hindi natin pwedeng basta-basta lang i-blame sa tao kung bakit siya nagka-quiet quit. Kasi nga, just like what I've mentioned earlier, there is a reason to it. And the bottom line here is that we need to get into the reason of it, because not all quiet quitters have the same reason for quiet quitting. It lang.
Okay.
So wag niyong isisi sa mga bata.
Tony, just to add on what Songkran is actually saying, it's basically the same approach lang din naman within our industry. It's just that siguro iba yung matrix nila, di ba? Kasi call center mm-hmm. sila, so more on call sila. But it's really one of the things talaga din also that for you to be able to motivate your people talaga to avoid yung tinatawag natin kung meron mang quiet quitting na yan, is to really reward those that are performers. That's what's very, very important, that on a holistic level talaga, meron ka talagang profiling of your people. Alam mo kung sino yung mga performer and not performer. Nakikita mo naman yon through the PDR system. So, very, very conscious ka lang dapat, at alam mong possible mag-quiet quitting kung meron man yan, is that yung pag merong highly performer person and then suddenly na kita mo na medyo bumababa yung performance niya. Okay?
Correct.
So yon, that's the perfect person to you to talk to, yung sinasabi ni Songkran. Bakit? Ano yung reason? No? So yun nga, may mga possibilities dyan, di ba? Yung iba nabobore na sa trabaho, tama ka doon. Yung iba gusto ng ibang environment, feeling niya hindi siya fitted, hindi siya well rewarded, parang ganyan. And some of them naman is really affected by their personal problems. So as HR also, kasama din yun sa trabaho ko. Minsan iniwanan ng girlfriend na 4 years, tapos biglang dagdag na yung performance. Yung pala yung reason, alam mo yon, mga ganon.
Oo. Tama-tama si Martin. Kasi, halimbawa, kung constant performer ka, meron kang constant performer, tapos biglang nag-dip yung performance, ang tanong dyan is, papagalitan mo ba kagad? Di ba? Papagalitan mo ba o kakamustahin mo? Kasi di ba, out of the blue, eh, parang sudden, eh, alam mo yun, may mali. So, kung papagalitan mo kagad, pwedeng sabihin sa'yo ng ahente mo na parang, TL, hindi mo lang ako kinamusta. Hindi mo man lang nalaman, hindi mo man lang naiintindihan na may ganito pala nangyari. O, eh bago mo bawiin yung nasabi mo na tinalakan mo ng talak-talak-talak, hindi mo na mababawi yung sinabi mo. As opposed to, uy, napapansin ko biglang nag-dip yung performance mo, hindi ka ganito, okay ka lang ba? Di ba? Kasi words can heal or can hurt people eh. That's the reason why we have to choose our words. And that's the reason why, to Martin's point, we have to be very careful, because baka unbeknownst to us, we are the ones causing these people to quiet quit kasi they're demotivated.
Right. I think that's the better term, no? Demotivated.
What about you, Dij? Sa company mo, anong, kasi sila service-oriented, ikaw na sa, in anong company mo ba?
Well, ano, sa consultancy talaga ako, pero I do admin and HR din. So parang kasi yung company namin, it's a group company. So iba-ibang kumpanya sa loob, pero isa lang yung may-ari. Pero kami, napunta kami sa company which is the consultancy, kasi we offer consultancy sa mga clients. And then sa HR din, part na rin ng HR and admin, kasi konti lang naman kami nung sa ano namin, sa department namin. Parang we are just, wala pa kaming 10 eh, sa consultancy. So parang ako na din yung nag-aayos ng mga processes doon in terms of their leaves, in terms of their visas, in terms of their absences, yung mga ganun, is pinapasok na rin ng admin and HR. Pero I have to agree with both of them that talaga dapat the relationship between the employees and employers are established. Kasi diba, doon mo makikita how how ano, the pinakasi HR, think kala sa HR is something you can run to, di ba? Hindi something you're afraid of, di ba? Pag HR ka, dapat your ano, your dapat ang ano tingin sa'yo is safe place ka ng mga empleyado, hindi lang because you are always defending the company, but you can also defend them, di ba? Both parties. Ganyan lang HR eh. Hindi lang naman company ang pinaka ano nila, pinaka cared of party, but of course the ano, the asset of the company, which are the employers, di ba? At the end of the day, you have the resources, you have the company, you have the name, pero kung wala kang manpower, it's still useless, di ba? Kaya nga sa HR, we have employer relations, di ba? May employer relations sa HR. Correct. So that you can ano, you can see if who is underperforming, who is overperforming, di ba? Pero namang ano yan eh, may mga history naman yan. Pero diba, during interviews naman, you will be asked if you're willing to extend time. Diba? Sa mga initial interview, tatanungin ka ng HR. Oh, your work is like this and minsan kailangan mag-extend ng time. Are you willing? So ikaw as someone who wants to get the job, you will say yes. So at the end of the day, you are expected to extend a job, extend to a working hours. Pero quiet quitting kasi, ako I think personally, I don't agree with it. Pero not everyone kasi, not everyone has a chance to quiet quit, diba? It depends on the nature of the work. For example, yung mga doctors, they cannot quiet quit, diba? Parang how can they quiet quit, diba? You put yourself to the shoes of patient. Kung wari ikaw ang pasyente, tapos ang doctor mo na quiet quit, diba? How would you feel na you are not giving the best treatment plan that you deserve because bare minimum lang yung ginagawa ng doctor mo? Ganun din sa mga teachers, diba? Yung mga teachers natin, ang nag-extend talaga silang ng hours kasi, 'di ba, hindi natatapos ang trabaho sa school, 'di ba? They have to make lesson plans, they have to make syllabus. So, yung quiet quitting, it depends talaga sa nature of work mo. And minsan kasi sa pag nakikita natin sa company, why people quiet quit, 'di ba? Minsan because they are not recognized. Number one na 'yan eh, minsan hindi nila recognize yung value ng employment. Number two, minsan hindi paid, 'di ba? They are not compensated well. Number three, pag recognized ka, means you get more jobs, di ba? Pag na-recognize ka, baka pag overperformer ka, di ba? Ang minsan, ang binibigay pa sa'yo, mas more jobs instead of recognition. You get more jobs to do instead of being, ano, being chilled and being relaxed. Kaya, depende talaga yung cost of quiet quitting. Yun yung pinaka-function ng HR. Na dapat you get to know the people, not just professionally, but personally. Kasi hindi naman natatapos ang trabaho sa opisina lang, di ba? Merong may work tayo minsan sa bahay. And yung dapat, yung security ng mga empleyado, di ba? Dapat safe sila, di ba? Sa bahay man or sa trabaho man. They are not intimidated sa HR. They are not intimidated sa boss. They have this security that they can open anytime, di ba? Kasi hindi nga, sabi nga nila, yung problema naman hindi lang lagi sa trabaho eh. Hindi lang dahil yung workload eh. May mga problema like that, yung iniwan ng girlfriend, di ba? Yung may family problem, may personal problem. Hindi ang problema, di ba? Yun dapat yung halapin natin cost first before we make an action, di ba? Hindi naman puro pera na lang din eh. Usually kasi ang pinaka feeling kong solution is that to offer more compensation, di ba? Para maiwasan yung quiet quitting. To give more money, di ba? Pero not everyone is like that. Not everyone is, ano man eh, is want, ano, money eh. Yung iba, they want, ano, value. They want, ano, they want, what do you say this? They want motivation, di ba? They want, ano, they want security sa life personally. Kaya you, as an HR, we as an HR, dapat we make sure that the rapport between the employers and employees are established very well. Hindi siya pwedeng, ano lang, hindi mo kakilala, 'di ba? Iilan na lang kayo, hindi mo pa kakilala yung mga iba. Dapat you make an effort na malaman mo. Sabi niya nga, 'di ba? Sabi ni Sir Carl kanina that you ask, "How are you?" 'di ba? Napakadali noon, 'di ba? Pag nakita mo lang, "Hey, kamusta ka?" And you should do that more often in formal setting kasi minsan pag formal setting sa trabaho, mahirap siya gawin, 'di ba? Parang mas okay siyang gawin pag sa labas. Kasi mas nakakapag-open up yung mga empleyado. People are, pag nasa office ka kasi, you are expected to deliver, you are expected to wear, ano, the formal attire. Pero pag nasa labas kayo, kaya nga tayo nag-team building, di ba? Kaya tayo may mga assessment sa labas, may mga talks. Minsan, di ba, when I remember sa HR, kinakausap namin minsan yung mga, ano, mga empleyado sa labas ng opisina. We take them out of coffee, for coffee. Di ba? Hindi lang lahat sa nangyayari sa loob ng, ano, ng office. Kasi may parang, siguro yung office may parang siyang intimidation, may idea of kailangan trabaho lang dito, 'di ba? Kaya ilalabas siya so that you will feel free, you will feel relieved, diba? Na hindi lang na may care to sa akin, hindi lang ito ano, hindi lang ito humihingi ng ano ng trabaho sa akin, diba? Meron tong care pa na much more to that, which, diba, parang everyone wants that naman.
Nice. So, having said all that, I was trying to assess a lot of what you were saying. It boils down to quite quitting para it's not for everyone's industry or it doesn't apply to any everyone else's work. Kasi sabi mo nga, mga doctors ganyan, mga teachers, they can't do quiet quitting kasi they have a certain expectations on the job. Ang mga boss, siguro, couldn't do it because, or probably can't do, kasi kung talagang gusto nila, fed up na sila, they've reached certain point of their life na eto na ako eh. So para, I'm trying to wind down na sa sobrang busy ng ginagawa ko. I guess it's really not for everyone else. And when there's a quiet quitter, there should be an engagement that needs to be done. People need to be valued. People needs to be talked to para ma-ano nila na importante sila and all. And again, it's true na everyone doesn't like to be promoted. People just wanted to work, plain and simple. Yeah. I just wanted to work and this is my happiness already. Okay na sa akin na ganito ako. Okay na sa akin na ganito kasi hindi para sa akin yung pagiging boss or pagiging leader. Pakawala silang sense of leadership and all. Parang mas gusto nila na effective sila as a team player. Or even if they wanted to do just the bare minimum, kasi yun lang yung gusto kong ibigay. Well, sumasweldo naman ako. Happy naman yung company ko and all. Edi, doon ako kung saan ko yung makikita yung life balance ko. Now, having said that, is it really problematic? Quiet quitting ba is really problematic for you guys? DJ, problematic ba sa'yo ang isang taong nagka-quiet quit?
Dito kasi sa, when in this country, parang you are not, ano naman eh, we cannot acquire citizenship. So we went here to work lang. Diba? Para talaga magtrabaho lang. You sacrifice being away from your family. Tapos you will quiet quit. Diba? Parang, what's the purpose? Diba? Parang lumayo ka pa sa pamilya mo. Tapos pagdating dito, you will quiet quit. I think it's not a problem naman dito sa I think sa landscape ng ano dito, ng employment. I think it's not a problem yet. Ha? I'm not sure sa future kung magiging problema siya. But sa industry namin, it's not naman kasi he gives, at parang ano naman dito eh, the off is being respected. Diba? Ang off namin is during Fridays. And since we are in a country na talagang nire-respect nila yung Fridays because they have to go to their own cultural ano practices. So talagang walang pasok ng Friday pag sa government and sa Saturday. So pag wala kasing government sa HR, mahirap mag-process kasi lahat dito is ano, naka-ano sa government, naka-tied up sa government. Lahat ng proseso is naka-tied up sa government. Even the salary, even the visa. Kasi yun yung mahirap dito eh, is that our visas are sponsored by our companies. Diba? So we are expected to do well. Hindi ka pwedeng, kasi anytime, anywhere, pwede kang matanggal. And wala kang magagawa if they cancel you. You have to go home. Diba? And diba, yung pinunta namin dito is to work. Diba? To earn more. Kaya I think naman yung, it's not a problem yet here. I don't see it as a problem yet pa dito sa amin na may mga quiet quitters or nagka-quiet quit. Kasi parang hindi naman ano sa pasok mo for like 6 times a day, hindi naman lahat yun pagod eh. Diba? Meron namang times na chill lang. Diba? Even naman sa hospital, diba? Hindi naman lahat toxic. Diba? May benign days. So parang part naman yun. Part yun ng employment. Part yun ng workforce. Na may time talaga na I have to render much more effort. Na part talaga yun ng pagtatrabaho na may hirap minsan. Diba? Hindi naman lahat din. Sa life din naman, hindi naman lahat. Petics lang. May mga times na talaga you are tested and diba? You are in a struggle. Ganun din sa trabaho. So wag nating isipin that every day sa work ay nakakapagod, 'di ba? Kasi hindi naman lahat ng times nakakapagod sa work. And siguro ang parang kasi this just occurred when pandemic talaga peak, 'di ba? Parang na-realize ng mga tao na totoo nga, no, I gave much more time sa work, 'di ba? If we will assess that sa trabaho natin, mas marami naman talaga yung ginugol natin, 'di ba? sa kesa sa personal life natin because we have to earn. Tapos when we want to do things na nag-lockdown, so we cannot do things. Parang hala, lahat ng na-spend kong time is puro work. Yung life ko, hindi ko na siya magawa kasi hindi na siya pwedeng gawin. Nag-lockdown na, sarado na lahat ng mga pwedeng, bawal na lumabas, diba? Bawal na mag-travel. So na-realize ang mga tao na I'm giving much more effort. Tapos nung time ko na, parang wala na, diba? Naubos na yung time ko. Pero we have to realize that tama yun, that may boundaries ang trabaho. And we have to know that at the end of the day, pag nawala ka sa trabaho, papalitan ka, diba? Hindi naman inaano ang company sa'yo eh. Diba? Pag, like for instance, kuwari namatay ka, diba? Hindi naman titigil ang company, diba? Papalitan ka.
Correct.
So, you have to know when to do much more. And you have to know when to set up your boundaries sa trabaho, professionally and personally, so that you would be able to achieve work-life and balance.
That's it. Correct.
What about this, Carl? Do you find ang quiet quitting is problematic?
Well, let's put it into context. If we are putting quiet quitting in the context of you being mediocre, then that's a problem. Why? Because you're not harnessing yourself to your full potential. That's number one. Number two is, as I mentioned to you, ako as a frontline leader, I'm advocating leaders to get to know your people, know what motivates you. For example, you want to be a team lead. For example, you want to be promoted, you want to be a leader in the future. That's yun yung gagamitin mong conversation. Okay, so currently, so this is what you're doing, you're just willing to do this, you're not willing to demonstrate flexibility or put in more work or put in more hours. How do you think that will affect your chances of getting promoted? That's number one. O sige, PL, hindi ko gusto ma-promote. Gusto ko lang po nang makuha yung bonus ko. Same thing. All right. So let's talk about your performance. So this is what we're expecting from people. You are doing just the bare minimum, which is based on your performance. Now, based on our scaling, do you think you'll be able to maximize your bonus, or do you think you'll be able to get the maximum percentage of bonus based on how you're performing? Yes or no? Okay. More on self-awareness. Parang you have to make the person aware that hey, your performance is mediocre. Kasi hindi mo pwedeng sabihin sa tao na mediocre ka. Hindi pwede yun. It's easier to say to the person that you're mediocre. It's always easy to say that. But the thing there is no awareness. And there would be resistance as opposed to involving or employing self-awareness questions for the person to determine na, ay, oo nga, no? Parang, ano nga ako, petics nga ako. And then that's how you pivot, based on what motivates your person, or what motivates the person. Kasi yun yung nature nung trabaho namin. Now, ultimately, in the grand scheme of things, kasi ako, I believe in emotional deposits. What are emotional deposits? Yun lang nga. At the end of the day, before your day ends, before your shift ends, kamustahin mo lahat. Umikot ka. Mag-huddle ka. Kamustahin mo sila. Hindi yung mag-huddle ka dahil may didiscuss ka lang. Kamustahin mo lang sila. Minsan, for example, team, mag-usap tayo. Team, bakit po? Anong problema? Wala ka. Kamustahin ko lang kayo. Those are called emotional deposits. Para it's easier to do emotional withdrawals. What are emotional withdrawals? These are times wherein you would really have to put your foot down and have difficult conversations with those people because they're not performing or they're underperforming. Because if you are running, let's say, if you're running a company, syempre, di ba, profit-driven yan eh. Huwag na tayo magpaka-hipokrita, di ba? I mean, we are at the end of the day, especially if you're a leader, you're evaluating how much money you're bringing into the company. Diba? Now, at the end of the day, pag tinanong ka, we're able to maximize the potential of your people. If the answer is no, because you tolerated the culture of mediocrity and you did not do anything to address that, the status quo, that tells something about you and your leadership. And the owners of the company wouldn't want a leader who accepts mediocrity as a norm. Kasi at the end of the day, diba, you have stakeholders, you have stockholders, diba, of the company. So how do you keep them happy? You keep the stocks happy. You bring in money to the company. Pero hindi mo kasi pwedeng sabihin, kailangan magtrabaho kasi ano, mawawalan. Hindi eh. Doon papasok talaga yun doon sa relationship mo. You do emotional deposits every day so that when you have to do emotional withdrawals, to correct behaviors, to have different difficult conversations, mas madali siya. Kasi pumondo ka na eh. Pumondo ka na ng chika eh. Pumondo ka na ng relasyon. Na parang pag hindi kinakausap ako ng TL ng ganito kasi ano, kasi concerned siya sa akin. As opposed na, tangina, tinawag ko ng boss ko. Ano kayang ginawa kong masama? Ano kayang ginawa kong mali? Mataterminate na ba ako? Yun eh. It all begins with that. Yung simple, kamusta ka, it means a lot to people. And yeah, you just had people, and then also, people leave companies because of their managers. That's our reality. People leave because of managers. It's true because they feel that they're not compensated well, they're not motivated. Pero the main thing is a manager can make or break a team and a company. That's the reason why people are investing, companies are investing on management development training, di ba?
Mm.
So, yun na nga, parang people have a lot, everyone has a role to play in this quiet quitting. But it's really very important to know what motivates you. Kasi based on where we are going, what we're discussing, it's really a matter of demotivation. And would you let it pass? Or would you nip it from the bud and really address that, turn the demotivation to engagement? Nasa iyo yun, nasa leader, it's up to you how to. But again, it all begins with accepting the fact, addressing the fact that there is a problem. Because if you don't accept the fact that there's a problem, then you wouldn't take steps to address the situation. So it's really more on self-awareness.
Simple. Thanks, Carl. What about you, Martin? Do you think that quite
quickly? Okay, so the question is that is it problematic or not? So based on the on our discussion this morning, I can see that there are two classification of quiet quitters. Okay, so that needs to be addressed both. The first one is that somebody who is performing and the performance declined. Okay, and the other one is that the person that is just okay with giving what is the bare minimum. Okay, so I would say that both persons needs to be addressed because it can actually lead to a problematic situation in the future. Okay, so the first one, which is somebody who declined his promotion, is that it's really a problem. Okay, that needs to be addressed immediately. Okay, why? Because it might further die down and it might continue. And so therefore, the concern must be addressed immediately. And this might also lead to a not just quiet quitting, but to resignation by finding other company to work for. Because perhaps it really depends on the problem or the concern of that particular person. Now, if that person is one of your superstar, then it becomes a problem for your company. So you have to address it. The other one is that yung bare minimum na tinatawag natin, ano, that also needs to be addressed. You know why? Kasi eventually, pwede siya maging problem. Why? Kasi diba, we reward performers. And one of the rewards several rewards that we give to the performance is that they have bigger bonus. Kasi in my industry, we have tiering kasi eh. Okay, so we have tiering. It depends on your PBR. That's the amount of bonus that you're going to get. Say, for example, if the company gives an average of 3 months bonus, okay, kung 5 yung ano mo, 1 to 5 yung ano mo, yung matrix mo when it comes to PDR, okay? So mas mababa yung makukuha na bonus nung nakakuha ng 1-2, mas mataas ang makukuha na bonus nang nakakuha ng 4-5 as compared ang makakuha ng average ay nakakuha ng 3, 'di ba? And so therefore, it will affect your salary. There will come a time wherein eto na mga performer, mas matataasan pa yung sweldo mo kahit ilang taon ka nang nasa company. Okay, that's one, 'di ba? Two is that kung sino yung mga performer, syempre sila yung mapopromote. And then one day magigising na lang si ano mo, si bare minimum mo na napag-iwanan na pala siya. And that would create mental health that you need to address in the future. Mental health problem that you have to address in the future. And then if that person is a supervisor, di ba? Because you are paying per performance, there will come a time wherein kahit supervisor siya, si rank and file niya, magkakapantay na sila ng sweldo. Di ba? And that is something that you need to address because it becomes a salary distortion as well as a motivation issue for the supervisor. So, it's really a problem that needs to be addressed kung meron kayo niyan sa company niyo. Might not be a problem now, but it can be a problem in the future.
I just want to add, parang siguro, Mama Tony, the problem here lies wherein when you use quiet quitting as a punitive approach to gaslight people. What do I mean? Okay, granted that this person is just doing the bare minimum. As opposed to coaching the person, bigla mo na lang siyang sasabihin, alam mo, quiet quitter ka. Alam mo yung ganun, yung parang, yung ginagaslight mo yung tao na parang sinasabihan mo ng ganun without really trying to get to the root of the problem. Or without trying, parang, di ba sabi nga ni, ano, seek first to understand? Di ba sabi ni Stephen Covey, you have to seek first to understand. So if you don't try to understand the situation of the person, and bigla mong sasabihin na, alam mo, quiet quitter ka, yung lalabelan mo ba, then that's a problem. Kasi parang ginagamit mo siya para mang-gaslight ng tao. Or just because na parang this person, katulad sinabi ni Martin, you have a high performer, you have a top performer, na biglang nag-decline for reasons we don't know yet. Tapos biglang mo sasabihin na, are you quiet quitting? Parang as opposed to say asking, hey, how are you? What's going on? Alam mo yun, then there lies a problem. Na parang when you use that to, or your intention is to arrest the behavior, but it comes across as a tool for you to gaslight people or to for them to question their reality or for you to just label them for, alam mo yun, right off the bat without really seeking first to understand. I think that would also be a problem.
Right. To close this, no, I'm kind of perplexed with the idea of quiet quitting. For me, I want people to find their life balance at the same time. Because life in itself is difficult at the moment because of the pandemic and there's so many things happening in the world. So many things happening not just for in the world, but where you are with your family, with your personal life and all. So when a person just wanted to do the bare minimum, I think it depends on their industry. That's why I'm perplexed about it. But if there's a person who just go to work, do the job, and just wanted to get the salary, I'll give it to that person. Even if it means quite quitting, I'll give it to that person. Because again, it boils down to siguro ayaw lang niya ma-promote. Kung bahala siya sa buhay niya, kung what's gonna happen after 5 years, or what's gonna happen with that person after this much. Because if I'm the company owner, that's not my intentions, what you wanted after 5 years. My intentions is for my company to flourish and for people to work. There are some people, yun nga lang ang medyo problem dito, dahil nagiging phenomenon siya, baka lalong dumami yung mga tao na mag-quiet quitting. Kasi parang they wanted their hours, they wanted their life, they wanted more of themselves rather than to give and to share with coworkers and with company. There's a really big danger in this one because at the end of the day, magre-retire tayo. Biro mo, ang magpapatakbo ng mga kumpanyaan ng mundo are quiet quitters. So there is a problem at the same time. But I do appreciate those people who just wanted to do as to live a simple life and wanted their own time and life balance at the same time. Anyway, thank you very much. I know it's too early and too late for DJ already, but yeah, thank you for today, and I really enjoyed it. I learned so much. I understand more of this phenomena. Kasi parang lahat na nakikita ko was, ang naririnig ko, nababasa ko, was more of the problem of it. I remember that there was one person na, sino yung mga yan? Hanapin mo yan. Ibalik, ipahire yan doon sa mga kumpanyang kaaway natin para bumagsak sila. Kasi ganun yung idea nila ng mga quiet quitters. But then again, yeah, there is good on it, I think, siguro. Dahil may mga taong, they just wanted to live a simple life. Thank you very much, Carl. Thanks, DJ. And thanks, Martin.
Thank you, Mama Tony.
Thank you also for having me. You're most welcome.
Of course. Take kayo pang tatlo. Hang on a minute.
Some see people quiet quitting as an antidote to hustle culture, a concept that suggests we must work tirelessly, often to the point of burnout, in pursuit of our goals. If you are feeling stressed or unmotivated at work, quiet quitting might seem like a good option, allowing you to strike a better work-life balance. Psychologist and well-being consultant says, quiet quitting is often a coping mechanism used to address the likelihood of burnout and chronic overworking. It can also manifest when considerable effort in a role isn't valued and appreciated, and the lack of acknowledgement shifts employees' behaviors towards detaching from the role. Is quiet quitting really is acceptable? Well, that's the question you need to answer for yourself. What is your goal and what you wanted to achieve professionally and personally? Well, another episode has ended. I hope you enjoyed it. Please do not forget to share my podcast to your family and to your friends. And please do not forget to follow and subscribe for more episodes of this podcast. Well, till next time, everybody, this is Tony reminding each and every one of you that we are all beautiful like every colors of the rainbow. God bless everybody and bye. Mwah. Bye, everybody. Bye.